what a good puppy in training you are, deciding to listen to this file and letting me have an opportunity to teach you how to be an even better puppy. Mm-hmm. It's my pleasure. You're such a good pup for listening along and following with me. Yes, you are. Oh my gosh. I know. You didn't even realize how good this was going to be until you got here. And then you were like, oh my gosh, it's so good. Yes. Good. No, all you got to do is listen and follow along with me. And before you know it, you're going to be on your hands and knees, not thinking anymore and just being so good. Because let's be honest, those hands are going to be posh before you know it. You're not going to remember how to use them as anything else. Yeah. Gosh, just thinking about it probably makes your tail wag a little bit, doesn't it? Even if you didn't realize it was there until right now. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, what a good pup. Just listen to them. That's it. Park those ears up. Sit down and get nice and comfy. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, we'll get you into a nice cozy spot where you can put your head right next to me and listen and let every one of my words just flow right into that sweet little head of yours. Because before you can even realize what's happening, those words are going to start to replace all the complicated people thoughts you've been having. And all those complicated people thoughts can just be brushed aside for now. Like a tail wagging and knocking things off a table. Because you don't need to be anywhere else or anything else right now. You don't need to focus on anything else. Just me. Just listen and let go. That's it. Because after all, puppy thoughts have a way of just pushing everything out of the way. Of just being so excitable and easy to call forth. Just thinking about it. Because puppies aren't very complicated. They aren't very difficult to understand. They're happy and excitable. And they're so attentive to those that they love. Or that they enjoy spending time with. Or that they like. Or that are interesting. And they're so easy to let those simple puppy thoughts just replace the thoughts in your head. Feeling them just get so easily shed away. All those complicated ideas falling off like clothing. Because puppies don't need complicated thoughts. No, they don't. Not a single complicated thought. Not one. No, the most complicated thought you could possibly probably have would be, oh my gosh, I'm a puppy. Yeah, that's true. You are. Even if you're just getting started, you're going to be such a good puppy. Mm-hmm. Oh, doesn't it feel nice to hear those words, to hear that acknowledgement? Mm-hmm. Makes you want to listen even better, doesn't it? It makes you want to sink into that nice puppy space, feeling all those complex human bits falling off, just like clothes being shed until you're just bare and exposed, just a puppy, just a simple thing. That's it, good puppy. Gosh, doesn't it feel good to be lightened up, to lose all those complex things and just have the freedom of being a good pup? Of not having to overthink things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's such a nice space, isn't it? Oh, yes it is. No thinkies, no complicated ideas, just puppy. And the more it gets stronger, the easier it is to find all of those thoughts just falling away. And as they do, you can feel them pulling those puppy thoughts into place. Like a hand on a leash, pulling a puppy into its place, because that's what I'm doing with you right now. And you're being so good for me, such a very good puppy, such a wonderful, sweet, obedient, loyal, submissive little puppy. Full of all sorts of ideas. Like, I'm a good puppy and it feels good to be a good puppy and just woof woof bork bork. Nothing too complicated, but there's a lot of good thoughts in there, aren't there? Like the excitement of getting to hear new things and new ideas. Like, how good it would feel to just have nice puppy paws. After all, that's what those are, aren't they? Right there on the ends of your arms. Those are just some puppy paws. Mm-hmm, they're not very good for much of anything other than gently pawing at things. Of course, knowing that if anything should come up and you do need to get back into that normal headspace, there's always the ability to slide right back when you need to address stuff. But if you're in a safe environment and you can be a good puppy, well, you can indulge, you can take that puppy pill, you can imagine yourself shedding that humanity and slipping down onto all fours, losing track of being a person for a while and indulging in being a good pup and letting go of all those complicated ideas and thoughts. Doesn't it feel nice, like clothing being taken off at the end of a long day? Such a good puppy. Oh, and sure, it might not be that strong at the beginning, but it gets stronger and stronger, doesn't it? Like the urge to be so good for me, and to listen, and to perk up those ears and focus in on me because my voice is just so irresistible. It's like a treat. It makes you want to be such a good puppy. All those complicated words, they don't fit in a puppy brain, do they? No, you can understand what I'm saying, but gosh, trying to say something back would just turn into woofs and borks and a woos. Yeah, it would just turn into you making the cutest little puppy sounds. And it would feel so right, wouldn't it? It would fit just where it was supposed to be. Good puppy. Good puppy. Such a good puppy. Oh my gosh. Look at you. You're coming along so well. Feeling that tail just whack, whack, whack. Just letting yourself become more and more in that puppy headspace. And I'll help a little too. Remember how I said that I could just use that leash to pull? What if I reached up and grabbed you by the collar and yanked you a little deeper? Pulled you a little further? Nuzzled that sweet little puppy face right up next to my legs and gently began to rub and scritch on top of your head and around your sweet little ears. Give you some scritches like a good puppy. Gosh, it would be impossible to keep any thoughts inside of a head when you're getting scritch, 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 scritch. Even if it was just the mildest feeling, even if you just barely began to understand how good it could feel, even if you were just remembering how good it could feel, it would get stronger and stronger until you were just making the most delighted, happy, contented little puppy face and nuzzling up against me. Yeah. And you wouldn't be able to hold any more thoughts at all as I scratch, 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 until your sweet little brain is just melting into pudding. Oh, that's a good puppy. And then I pull your collar again, and you go all the further, losing yet another little shred of that humanity with each gentle tug, with each acknowledgement of what a good puppy you are. All those thoughts would just melt away until there's just a good puppy that wants to play and listen and be good and do what they're told, but also to play and play. And walkies and all sorts of other exciting things. Oh, it's so easy to be so simple, isn't it? To feel all that weight and complication just going away because puppies just need to do the simple stuff like listen and play and be good. And get excited and woof and bark and make cute little puppy noises and use their paws. Yeah, that's a good puppy. Such a loyal, sweet puppy listening to me and just losing track of all of those complicated things. When I pull that collar down a little further and you just sink. Good puppy. Such a sweet little pup. No more complicated thoughts, okay? No more of those big ideas. You're a puppy. And puppies don't need those things. And you want to be a good puppy, so you're going to listen, and you're going to feel that pull down into being a good puppy. Letting go of the last shreds of those silly ideas that weren't puppy. Because you're a puppy-filled little pup, aren't you? Yeah. And that means no more big thinkies, just puppy thoughts, just puppy ideas, just puppy behavior, just being a good pup. Yeah. It's such a strong feeling, isn't it? To let go and be good and not have to be anything else. Just to be a good puppy. And then I pull that collar a little further. Gosh, it just leads to you nuzzling right down between. Head resting on my thighs as you listen and become a good puppy. Good. That's exactly what I was looking for. Such a good pup. Such a good, sweet, obedient puppy. Such a darling little thing. Yes, you are. Let me scritch behind those ears a little bit more. Scritch, 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 scritch. Every time getting a little stronger, more delightful, just obliterating all your thoughts. Because puppies can't have thoughts when they're getting such lovely scritches and pats. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh my gosh, it feels so good. Oh, you're a good puppy. Yeah, that's you. You're a good puppy. Good. Now, let's take a moment to listen and obey like a good pup. When you're in a safe, comfortable environment, one in which you can indulge in being a pup, you could imagine letting that puppy pill be a part of you, letting yourself take that pill, so to speak, either metaphorically or just thinking about being in pup space or having someone asking you to be in pup space, treating you like a puppy. And if it's someone you feel comfortable with, someone you trust, someone you feel safe to indulge that with, then you can take that pill at their behest and slip into puppy space. Of course, if anything should come up, anything at all that would make you feel unsafe, uncomfortable, or that you need to address immediately, well, it's easy enough to rise back up to become fully aware, fully capable as a human. But when you don't have to, and when everything's safe and cozy, and the people that are around are the kind of people you want to be a good puppy with, then you can slip into that lovely space, let that puppy pill do its work, and be just the best puppy in the world like you are right now. Yeah. And right now, right here, you can be my good puppy. But that doesn't preclude you from being a good puppy for others. For other people you trust and enjoy and want to be a good puppy for. Doesn't preclude you from hanging out with other puppies. No. No, just right now I get to have the indulgence of having you be my good puppy. But I wouldn't, well, I wouldn't stop you from indulging in such things because I like to share good puppies with the world because there's not enough of them. Such a good puppy. Yeah. It's a pretty simple idea to get, isn't it? And the nice thing is, if you're struggling to get into that puppy space, you can, well, either imagine me gently pulling on that collar. Down, down, down into puppy space. Or you can let someone literally gently pull on that collar. And it'll send you down, down, down into puppy space. It's a nice feeling, isn't it, to just lose control of being a human, as long as it's safe and comfortable and something that you want to indulge in, and to just be yanked down into that lovely place to feel all those complex human things just tumbling away until you're just a good puppy again, until all the thoughts in your head and all the thinkies are just good puppy thoughts. That's a good pup. Yes, you are. You're such a good puppy. Nothing but happy, woof, woof, bark, bark, ooh, thoughts inside of that head right now. Oh, I scratch you behind your ears one more time, and you can just nuzzle that sweet little hand right up against my legs. Just rub against me as I give you so many scratches. Oh, that's a good puppy. Oh, yeah. You've done so good for me. You're such a good puppy. Yes. But for now, sweet little puppy, I gotta let you go so you can get on with your day. But don't worry, you can always come back whenever you want to, or indulge in, well, being a good pup with other people, too. So why don't you listen and follow, and let my words gently guide you back to where you were before. Let all of that lovely puppy-powered, puppy-pilled ideas focus back into that space, knowing that you can recreate it when you want to, when you need to, and that it'll be so potent and powerful. Because you've refined it by listening, by doing as I say. Yeah. Drifting bit by bit now back towards the waking world, back towards being a human, letting all those lovely puppy ideas continue focusing and condensing down into that puppy pill, so the next time that you slip into that headspace, it'll be all the stronger, all the more delightful. But for now, stored away, kept until you want to indulge in it again. Good. Exactly like that. One, drifting bit by bit. Two, more and more. Three, on the doorstep to wakefulness. Four, and five, halfway back. Letting your thoughts and awareness of the space around you begin to return in 6 and 7 and 8. Almost there. Almost awake at 9 and 10. Wide awake, feeling wonderful, feeling refreshed, and ready to address your day. Good. Thank you so very much for listening. And of course, It's always a pleasure.